This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And here's the truth. Your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. The money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, the risks you take or avoid are all receipts of your mindset, habits, and choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth staring back at you, you'll keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, then welcome home. Every week, we're calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth, it will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. All right, y'all, we're back. And today we're cutting through the noise. We're getting straight to the truth, the MFing truth. And yes, I am absolutely trying not to curse. If you know, I married a New Yorker, so I indeed know some filth, foreign filth words, but want to keep it clean just in case you're in the car with the kiddos, yet still put an emphasis on just what type of truth we are distinguishing between. Because let's be real, some of us have been living in our truth for so long that we don't even question it anymore. But what if I told you that your truth is actually what's keeping you stuck? The reality is, your life is always reflecting something back to you. Your patterns, your choices, your beliefs, they all tell a story. And if you're looking around at your results and wondering why things aren't changing, then it's time to ask yourself, am I living in truth or am I just living in a story that feels safe? Because these stories we cling to, hold on to, they shape everything, our decisions, our confidence, and our ability to move forward. So today, we're breaking it all the way down. The difference between truth and honesty, why your truth might just be a comfortable lie, and how to start rewriting the story in a way that actually moves you forward. All right, let's get into it. Because if we're going to build something real here, if we're going to actually shift something in your life, then we got to start at the foundation. And the foundation for me, that's the difference between truth and honesty. You see, most people think they're the same thing, but nah, they're not. And understanding this distinction is the key to unlocking clarity in your decisions, confidence in your voice, and alignment in your purpose. So let's start with the facts, because before we can shift anything, we have to be clear on what's real. Truth. The definition is that which is true or in accordance with fact or reality. You see, truth is objective. It exists whether you like it or not. Truth doesn't care how you feel. It doesn't adjust to make you comfortable. Truth is unshakable. It doesn't change just because you don't want to accept it. Some examples of absolute truth: 1 + 1 = 2. It doesn't matter what language you speak, what culture you come from, it's a fact. Number 2, gravity exists. It's a universal law. You don't have to believe in it, but you're still going to hit the ground if you jump off of a ledge. And number 3, and my personal favorite, God is real. Because let's be honest, something had to set the universe and its laws in motion, and they are still working on getting a clone to be as advanced as we are. Don't agree? That's perfectly fine. But argue with yourself on that one. That's truth. It's solid, It doesn't shift to accommodate feelings, opinions, or beliefs. It just is. Now, honesty, it is the uprightness of character or action. Honesty is speaking your truth, but your truth isn't always the truth. Honesty is shaped by perspective, experiences, and emotions, which means it can be subjective. You can be completely honest and still be wrong if your beliefs are built on false assumptions. Some examples of that: someone can honestly believe they're not good enough for success, but that doesn't make it true. You can honestly believe you don't have time for your dreams, but the truth, you prioritize and make time for what truly matters to you. You can honestly believe that you're not ready to start that business, leave that relationship, take that leap, but the truth, readiness isn't a feeling, it's a decision. See the difference? Honesty is what you've accepted as real. Truth is what actually is. And if you never question your version of honesty, you will stay stuck in the same cycles year after year. So let me ask you this. What truths have you been living by that might just be comfortable lies? Now, this is where we take it even deeper, because there's the MFing truth, and then there's your truth. The MFing truth is objective reality. It's the facts, things that don't change based on your feelings. Now, your truth is the story you tell yourself, the perspective you've adopted, the narrative you've been conditioned to believe. And listen, your truth is not always real. It's just familiar. When a belief has been with you for so long, it doesn't feel like a story. It feels like fact. You don't question it because it's all you've ever known. And that's how it keeps running your life without you even realizing it. This is why so many of us stay stuck in the same patterns, because we don't recognize that the situations we keep facing, the roadblocks, the struggles, the feelings of being unseen, unheard, or unworthy, aren't just happening to us. They're reflecting back what we believe deep down on the inside. For some of you, the story might sound like, I always have to fight for what I want. Nothing ever comes easy for me. Or, nobody is hiring people like me right now. I'm too old, too young, too experienced, not experienced enough. Or, if I was really good enough, I wouldn't be struggling like this. I have to accept whatever job I can get. I can't be picky right now. For others, it might be, if I ask for more, I'll look greedy. I have to prove myself before I can receive more. Or, I don't have the right skills to compete. Maybe I should just settle. At least it's a paycheck, right? Or lastly, I can't afford to take a risk right now. But is that really the truth? Or just a belief shaped by fear? Are any of these grounded in reality? Or are they shaped by past experiences, rejection, or things other people told you were true? Because the real truth, you do bring value. You have skills, and opportunities exist. See, here's the thing. When you believe something long enough, you don't just think it. You start to live it. And whether you realize it or not, those beliefs shape how you show up, the risk you take, and even the opportunities you recognize or ignore. They become the filter through which you see the world. And if you never stop to question them, you'll keep attracting proof that makes them feel even more real. And here's the scariest part. You won't even realize that you're reinforcing these beliefs every single day, because beliefs don't always show up as thoughts. Sometimes they show up as patterns, reoccurring situations. You know, when we just keep running into the same situations over and over again, the same struggle in a different form, same abuse, different face. And if you're not paying attention, you'll keep calling it bad luck or just how life is, instead of recognizing the pattern for what it really is, a reflection of the story you've been carrying around all along. I know this because I've been there. Let me show you exactly how this played out in my life. You see, the story I used to tell myself is that I didn't matter. Now, let me be clear. I didn't walk around saying, I don't matter. Like, hey, girlfriend, you know I don't matter, right? That's not it at all. And for many of you, whatever the story is, it may not show up blatantly like that either. For me, it was often mirrored back to me through my interactions with others. It would show up a lot in my business dealings, with contractors especially, and specifically in situations where terms were agreed to up front and then they wanted to adjust or omit as if what I wanted didn't matter. And I'm a cool, calm, and collected person until I am not. I have a number of stories where I have had to gather a person. And I'm sure you know what gather a person means, right? After they mistakenly thought I was just going to accept something that I didn't ask for or pay for. And to be honest, it was more recently that I did a little more introspection to see where this all stemmed from. And believe it or not, the situation that allowed me to see it clearly was mirrored by my own 10-year-old daughter. I will try to tell the story quickly. You see, my mom often buys a case of those, I think my friend says they're called buble fizzy water drinks, bubbly fizzy water drinks. Well, one day, Brooklyn and I were fixing something to eat and she went to grab the last one. It's a case of 24. And I said, wow. I haven't had any. You've drank them all. I would like to have some, please. So I open the last can, pour half, if that, into a cup for myself and give her the rest in the can. I take my plate, head to sit down, leaving the drink I just poured behind. Once I set my plate down, I realized I left my cup and went back to retrieve it. Y'all. Why, when I went back to get my cup, it had been poured back into her can. Yes, yes, and yes. Yes, she did it after I just told her I wanted some. Yes, she did it after she saw me pour it in a cup. And yes, she did it after she knew I had left it and was coming back for it. I lost it. And once I lost it, I had to go and sit with myself to see, why did that upset me so freaking much? And it led me back to memories of when my little sister did those same things to me. I would go out with my girlfriends, bring back some of my leftovers and put them in the fridge. When I would go back to get them ready to dig in, it would be a corner of what I put in there. Again, making me feel like my stuff, what I wanted, me, I didn't matter. And once I connected the dots on that, I was able to go back much further, back to my earliest memory of it. It took me back to 5-year-old Shamika. You see, I remember going to the babysitter after school and being told that I had not been paid for and that I could not come in. Again, like I didn't matter. Y'all, I spent the day walking around the Central Park projects of Tampa, Florida, by myself at 5 years old until my older cousins got out of school and saw me walking and took me with them back to the babysitter. I can still remember my cousin Trina saying, come on, like, girl, we going in that babysitter's house. Anyways, a few things happened that day. One, I got my picture in the local paper. I really wish I could find it now to see what the story was actually about back then. I believe the reporter was doing a story on latchkey kids or kids being on their own after school, something to that effect, because I remember being on a merry-go-round at the park when the picture was taken. Two, I told myself at the tender age of 5 that I was going to finish school so I could make my own money and never have to depend on anyone else for money again. See how heavy that event was for a 5-year-old? That event shaped my life and who I am today, but it also 3 left an open wound that 40-year-old Shamika still had to heal. And that was the wound of, I didn't matter. It was a deeply buried story that I apparently still felt because it was showing up in my interactions and it was being mirrored back to me. You see, you can only attract what you are. I was attracting people and situations in my life that mirrored that back over and over again. When I spoke about my talents no longer being celebrated last week, what do you think was happening then? The same darn thing. Was that the objective truth or the MFing truth? Absolutely not. I had too much evidence to disprove it. I've accomplished so much in my life since being a little girl from the projects of Tampa, Florida. But that little girl inside me, she was still holding on to the pain, still carrying the belief that she didn't matter, and I had to heal her in order to change my life. And listen, I share this because I know I'm not the only one who has carried a story for so long that it felt like absolute truth. But the moment I questioned it, when I really sat with it, traced it back and asked myself, is this really true? Everything started to change. And that's exactly what I want for each of you. Because if you don't pause and challenge your truth, you will keep reliving the same patterns in your relationships, your career, your business, even within yourself. And here's the kicker. You might not even realize you're carrying something that was never meant to be yours in the first place. Maybe it's a belief you inherited from family. Maybe it's a message society drilled into you. Or maybe it's an experience that made you question your worth. Whatever it is, if you don't stop to challenge it, you will keep living by a truth that isn't even yours to begin with. Now, my story, it's no longer that I don't matter. I know I do. And I give myself permission to own my voice, trust my instincts, and live in alignment with the truth. I don't second guess my needs. I don't negotiate my worth. And I don't wait for permission to be who I was called to be. I move differently because I know differently. I am no longer proving myself. I am being myself. And that's the key. Because the MF in truth, it was never that I didn't matter. That was just a story I absorbed, a belief that shaped my choices, my interactions, and my reality. But the moment I questioned it, challenged it, and replaced it with the truth, everything changed. So now it's your turn. What's the story you've been carrying? The belief that's been shaping your reality? And more importantly, what's the truth that's waiting for you on the other side? You see, just because a belief has been with you for a long time, just because it feels like this is just who I am, doesn't make it real. It doesn't mean it's serving you, and it sure doesn't mean it has to stay. So think about it. What are the beliefs or stories you hold, the things you say to yourself? Because let's be real, so many of us are walking around holding on to versions of the truth that have nothing to do with what's actually possible for us. Your truth might say, I can't make money doing what I love. But the MF in truth, plenty of people do. So why not you? Your truth might say, I'm not ready to take that leap. But the MF in truth, fear has been making your decisions for you and you're letting it win. Or your truth might say, this is just how life is for me. But the MF in truth, you have the power to shift everything if you're willing to face the truth instead of clinging to your excuses. Now let that sink in. And listen, I get it. It's not always easy to recognize when you've been living in a story. But the good news, you don't have to keep carrying it. You get to change the narrative, turn the page, if you will. You get to shift what's been shaping your reality. Now that you see it, now that you recognize the story for what it is, What do you do with it? Because awareness is just the first step. The real shift happens when you decide to challenge it, rewrite it, and move differently because of it. So let's talk about what you can do with this. This is the exact process I had to walk myself through when I realized I had been carrying this I don't matter belief. I had to do the work to unpack it. And if I hadn't, I'd still be out here getting triggered, feeling overlooked, and attracting people who mirrored that belief right back to me. So let me show you how to do this for yourself. Step one, question your truths. Write down 3 to 5 things you believe about your life, your abilities, and your limitations. Step two, challenge those beliefs. Are they facts or just comfortable stories? And step three, replace the story with the truth. If your old belief is holding you back, reframe it. And here's an example. You could think, I can't be successful because I don't have the right connections. Reality check. Plenty of people have built success from the ground up. Your new truth, I have everything I need to start and I will create my own opportunities. Now listen, I know this work isn't easy. It's uncomfortable to sit with the truth, especially when it challenges everything you've been telling yourself. But here's the thing, real freedom is on the other side of that discomfort. So push through. And I also get it. You've been carrying these beliefs for so long, but the moment you start to question them, the moment you replace them with the truth that actually serves you, that's when the clouds open up. So before you go out there and start applying these steps, I want to leave you with something to anchor yourself in, because this journey, it starts in your mind. And the words you speak to yourself, they matter. They shape the life you live. So let's end today with an affirmation, a truth you can hold on to when the old stories try to creep back in. Your affirmation for the week is this: I am strong enough to face the truth, bold enough to challenge what no longer serves me, and free enough to create a reality that reflects my true power. I walk in clarity, confidence, and conviction. Say it out loud, let it sink in, write it down and post it where you can see it every single day, because this is your reminder that you are powerful enough to tell your truth, the kind of truth that sets you free. Own it, claim it, live it. Now, lastly, you've been carrying this story long enough. Now it's time to call it out. That one belief that's been shaping your life, keeping you small, making you question your worth. Say it out loud and then challenge it. Because if you don't, you're choosing to stay exactly where you are. And that's not who you were created to be. When you have your answer, I want you to DM me, drop it in a review, or share it in your stories and tag me. And if you're ready to start making real shifts in your life, if you're tired of playing small and you need a real plan to break these cycles, I got you. Let's talk. Book a Soul Goals Clarity call with me and let's map out what needs to change so you can start moving like the woman you're meant to be. You don't have to figure this out alone, and you for sure don't have to stay stuck. This is Tell Your Truth. And next week, we're diving into how your past programming is shaping your current reality. Because if you don't know what's been running the show, you'll never take back the power to change it. See you on the next episode.